So our reading from John's Gospel is situated. We want to know the context before we get moving. So we just want to talk about that a little bit. The reading is sandwiched between Lazarus' resurrection, which comes a couple chapters later, and the blind man who was healed. So if you remember the blind man who was healed, the disciples asked, who sinned, this guy or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus heals him, and he shows himself to the Pharisees, and the Pharisees say, no. And they ask the parents, yada, yada, goes back and forth. But the point is, the Pharisees don't understand. They don't get it, and they reject what Jesus had done because he healed on the Sabbath. For shame. So this is who he's talking to. And of course, with Lazarus' resurrection, what did the Pharisees say? Oh boy, this guy's got to die. Because if we don't kill him, everybody's going to go believing in him. Go figure, huh? And so, here, situated in this context, Jesus is talking to these Pharisees who don't get it. And he's showing the difference between the good shepherd and thieves and robbers. And so he says, look, I tell you the truth, or amen, I say to you, truly, truly, I say to you, this is the truth. The man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gates, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. So the thieves and the robbers of this time, the people who should be shepherding God's people, weren't. So the blind man through whom God worked, these Pharisees should have seen this and said, praise God that he has come to us. But instead, the blind become even more blind, if you want to put it that way. Spiritually, that is. This is why Jesus had come, because the people of God and the shepherds of God had been unfaithful. And they've been sharing a different word than what the people should have been hearing. Right? So the voice that they hear from these Pharisees is, look, God doesn't work that way. God wants us to follow this list that we have. The problem with the Pharisees is not simply that they were overly legalistic. The problem with the Pharisees is they didn't trust the word. They had no faith. If the word isn't enough, then you always have to add more. This is the way it works. If the word isn't enough, then you go looking somewhere else for more. And that's what these guys were doing. Trust in this, trust in that, trust in your works. Trust in this whitewashed tomb so that we can hide what is truly dead inside. So these different voices of these shepherds were false. We've got this going on today. Oh man, we've got voices bombarding us left and right. Not only spiritual, but secular. I mean, advertisement. I get these stupid songs stuck in my head. I can't believe it. My goodness. I'm singing a commercial, and they know it. But we have other stuff that's like that. It gets stuck in our heads. It sticks around. Whose voice are we hearing when we hear this stuff? Oh, okay, atheists. I mean, they're easy to pick on, right? There is no God. Or the new show Cosmos that's come out, right? They spend about 2 seconds talking about intelligent design and what they believe. But the main thrust of most of it is, look, this is all random chance. And that's a voice a lot of people chase after. A lot of people follow that voice. Thieves and robbers. Another voice might say, well, all of these religions have some truth to them. All of these different wise teachers have something to offer the world. And so instead of one door that is Jesus, there's a whole hallway, and you can pick whichever one, so long as you stick to it. Or if you want, you can pick a bunch of them, doesn't matter. So long as you put out your positive energy, so long as you send out good words into the universe, they'll all gather together and snowball and smother you in whatever positive energy you're throwing out there. There's no mention of Jesus and his death. There's no mention of sin. These are thieves and robbers. You might hear even from some pulpits, God wants to absolutely pour out his blessings on you. God wants to bless you so abundantly. All you have to do is get out of the way. Right? You're an obstacle for God's blessings. So just move and let God in. Is that law or is that gospel? Where's Jesus? Who's doing the work? Yeah, just get out of the way. That's me doing the work. And this type of stuff will lead to the terror of consciences. Because there are people who say, I'm trying to get out of the way, I'm trying to get out of the way, and it's not happening, God. And all these blessings that this guy told me I'm going to get are not coming in, so I must not be good enough. And I never will be. And there's no Jesus. There's no death. There's no sin that death paid for. These are thieves, and these are robbers. And these are all the voices on the outside. We won't even need to get into the voices in our own heads too much. I mean, the things that we think, the things that we don't even know that we're thinking, and they just slip right on by. The things that should absolutely and totally drive us to despair that we're thinking these things as God's chosen people. Thieves and robbers. And what do these thieves and robbers do? It's not that they're just trying to pluck away the sheep. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. So it's not that it's just simply a matter of, well, you know, they mean well. It leads to theft. It leads to death. And it leads to destruction. So this isn't just a matter of, well, they're veering off course a little bit. This is driving in the opposite way of life. And Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Or other translations say that they may have it in abundance. We are God's sheep. Not because we've been any good, or not because we're any better than somebody who's doing whatever it is they're doing out there. It's because God has come, and by his word he has captured us, that he has changed us, that he took that old Adam and he buried his head in baptism there to drown and die. We struggle with this every day. But we have been made sheep because God has changed us. And this abundant life that he comes to give is not in this life. Because the stuff that we might store up in our bank account can be eaten up by moths and perish. The best life now that people offer us today is fleeting. What is the abundant life that Jesus Christ has come to give? It's eternal. It lasts. You know, Peter was crucified upside down, mocked and jeered, and you know, he didn't want to die the same way that Jesus died. You think that he was not living an abundant life there? He was, as he died, because he knew where he was going, to have life in abundance, life to its fullest. Now our shepherd calls us this morning, and he says to us, dear and beloved sheep, those voices out there will try to steer you to death and to destruction, but I have come to be your shepherd. I am here to be the door. I am the voice of the one you must follow. How did Jesus become the door? By his death. Through the death of the good shepherd, we have been made clean by his blood. But of course, this is Easter, isn't it? And every Sunday is Easter, and every day is Easter. And Jesus Christ has risen from the dead to say that death and destruction is not the end of it. And he is carrying us, forgiving us each and every day, providing life for us again. And as we go through the struggles, and as we're tempted by these other voices, and we all are, we can say, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And we're given life and abundance again. And again. And again. That's the voice of God. That because of Jesus Christ, although you have sinned, it is forgiven. And although this life may be tough and frustrating, and sometimes it seems like it's impossible, this life is not all there is. But until we reach the true and real abundant life in eternity, Jesus Christ will give us a taste of it each and every day as his own sheep, because he speaks. His voice rings out even among us today. And I tell you, as your shepherd, this morning, you are forgiven. Dear and beloved sheep, you are forgiven. Blessed by God, you are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.